All right, injury report today. We had three guys that didn't participate in practice: Tyvon Branch, Andre Girard, and Tony Pashos. Menelik Watson was back on a limited basis, and Miles Burris was back out of practice, so we start the 21-day window with him. I thought both those guys, you know, looked fairly decent out there at practice. We'll continue to evaluate them as the week goes on, but that was good to see, to have those guys back out there. Those guys can help us. You know, this week, obviously we feel great about having an opportunity to get back in front of the home crowd. I thought the atmosphere last week was outstanding. I would expect another very, very good atmosphere to play football in. We've got a tough opponent coming in here. This is an explosive offense. You know, they set a record for offense in the first six games of the season. You know, Nick Foles will be the quarterback for them. He presents some challenges as a quarterback that, you know, can throw the football and understands what they're trying to do in that offense. LeSean McCoy is leading the league right now in rushing. He's an outstanding running back. He's a big-time player and a home run threat every time he touches the ball. So we got to understand what we're dealing with there. And they've got solid receivers. DeSean Jackson is another one of the home run threats that they have. They got a lot of guys with a lot of speed that can create a lot of big plays and do a good job up front on offense, and both in the run game and in protection. Defensively, they're a big physical front. They got two inside backers that are really fast and athletic and instinctive. They're big at the outside linebacker position. They got a couple corners that are big physical corners that can really cover. So, and then, you know, obviously in the kicking game, their returner is in the top 10 in the league, both punt returns and kick returns. So we got to do a great job, you know, in our coverage units of limiting that. Field position, as it always is, will be a big factor in this football game. So we're excited about getting an opportunity to play. So we'll see what happens.
You said Monday that Valdir was heading to Los Angeles to get an opinion to see on where he is and when there might be a realistic time where he could come back. Do you have an idea of that?
Yeah, and we're at a point now where we can kind of ramp up the rehab a little bit. I still think he's a little bit away, you know, indications are that he's on schedule, and we're going to be able to ramp up the rehab, and hopefully we'll have him out there sooner rather than later. But he's on schedule for his return.
The way you describe the Eagles, it sounds like you're already behind 30-0 here. I mean, but they've only scored 10 points total in the last two games. Where is their issue when that comes?
Well, listen, they're an explosive offense, and they can make a lot of plays. And when you look at the last couple of weeks, you know, obviously, you know, we thought highly of Matt Barkley coming out in the draft. But, you know, when you get down to your third-team quarterback, I mean, you're going to have some struggles and some challenges, and especially when, you know, he's having to come in a relief appearance. So, you know, I look at the whole body of work, not just the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is a explosive offensive football team that can gain a lot of yards and put a lot of points on the board. So we got to understand what we're dealing with.
You said that Valdir was on schedule. What was the original schedule plan by the time that maybe 100?
Well, I mean, really, from what everything I've been able to gather, it's about a three-month process. So he's on schedule for return.
JT had talked about using Miles Burris at all three linebacker spots. Is that the plan still as he goes through it? Is he focusing on one spot or the other? Or is he?
Well, you know, he's been paying attention to all three linebacker spots in the meetings. That's been the good thing, is that he's been able to go through all the meetings. Unfortunately, he hadn't been able to get any of the practice time. So I think really where we're at right now is he's preparing for all three linebacker spots, but getting an opportunity to get him out here and actually go through some football activity and see where he's at movement-wise, see where he's at conditioning-wise. You know, that'll be a big factor as to when and if we decide to, you know, bring him up to the active roster.
Would it be more realistic that his early contributions would probably be on special teams more so than on defense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we feel good about the linebackers that we have in place, and they've played very well up to this point. So, but you're always looking to increase your depth. I mean, we've seen it other positions on our team where depth is a critical factor, and guys are going to have to come in and play. And so, you know, he'll provide as long as he's healthy, he'll provide some real solid depth for us at the linebacker position.
How has Martez Wilson done in his week here so far?
You know, he's done a good job. You know, and like I was saying last week, you know, it's hard when you bring a guy in the middle of the year to kind of get assimilated into what you're doing schematically, as well as kind of the culture, the way we go about doing things, the way we meet, the way we practice, all those different kinds of things. So it's an adjustment period for him. But, again, he's a big, strong, athletic linebacker. And, you know, we're going to keep evaluating him as we go through the next couple of weeks and see what he can do and see where he can help us.
Menelik has missed so much time over the course of camp and during the regular season. What's a realistic expectation for him to be able to – contribute at some point? Do you need to see a larger body of practice work before you would consider throwing him in, or does his talent maybe outweigh some things?
Well, it's a two-factor question. Okay. You know, I mean, I think with some of the depth issues that we have on the offensive line right there, you know, he could potentially be forced into action sooner than maybe we would normally want. But I think we just got to evaluate how he goes throughout practice, where he is mentally, you know, as well as where he's at physically.
He's still primarily a left tackle, Dennis, or does he float back and forth?
Well, I think he's going to have to play both. You know, I think we'll give him a little bit more work probably over on the left side, but I think he's got to be able to play both for us.
Are Pastros and Gerard still short-term injuries, or are they longer-term injuries now?
Well, they're short-term injuries now. Is that this week, next week? You know, when that is, I don't know. I don't exactly know, but I don't expect them to be out, you know, a whole lot longer, but you never know with these injuries. You never know how these things can go, whether there's any type of setback in the rehab process or whatever. But I'm hopeful that they'll be back, you know, soon.
I know every week you would like to, you know, see your passing game get going, but specifically this week with the Eagles struggling and their passing defense, do you feel this is a week where you need, you know, Terrell Pryor and company, I guess, to be going?
Well, I think we got to be efficient on offense, you know, and to be able to do that, you got to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. And like I've said before, I mean, each week's going to be different. We'll take this game plan. We'll see what the things are that we think we can get accomplished against their defense, and we'll try to take advantage of, you know, whatever weaknesses that we see. So, you know, but, yeah, I mean, I think the big picture and the big scheme of things, you know, we want to try to, you know, get more consistent in the passing game.
The first half last week, you talked about the core runs, and it seemed like McFadden was doing a better job on those runs for the first half of that game than he'd done all year long. And obviously the second half had its own set of problems. But was that encouraging to see him getting the fours, fives, and sixes rather than just the one, 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 one?
No, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the way the running game works, you know, the running game's about how many attempts can you get. And our thought process is that if we have enough attempts, you know, eventually we're going to bust one out and have a, you know, and have a good run. I think he averaged a little over 4.5 yards a carry in the first half. Obviously, they were loading the box a little bit more in the second half, and it became a little bit tougher to do. But yeah, you know, I'm hopeful that there's going to be some ones and twos in there, but I'm hoping we see a few more sixes and sevens and maybe even a couple of big runs in there.
Can you talk about this Kelly's offense? It was supposed to be such a high-powered spread offense and stuff. Is it that different that you've seen than anything you've seen before, or is it just maybe they've got some guys who can do those things?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, they do some things from a tempo standpoint that make it difficult on you. They do some things where you know, the concept of the offense really is to kind of spread the defense out and get their playmakers in space. And so, you know, being a great space tackling team will be critical in this game. And they have some playmakers that they can get the ball to in space. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of, you know, what they do, you know, schematically, and then just their ability with their playmakers.
First game of the season, they went crazy in offense the way Oregon had gone the last few years. And people said, oh, boy, this is going to change the whole NFL. And then since then, very little. The NFL, I mean, basically the coordinators can figure out things after a week, how to stop. I mean, is that what happens?
Well, they're fifth in total offense, you know. So, I mean, they're still a really good offense, you know, and they still have a lot of really talented players. I'm not ready to say everybody's figured it out, you know. I mean, but you have to be sound fundamentally in what you're trying to do, and you have to be, again, you have to be great space tacklers and understand how they're trying to attack you with their different formations and their spread out stuff that they're trying to do.
With Tarver having coached against Oregon at Stanford. I think he had mentioned that that was something you guys had discussed when he'd come in, that those kind of offenses he would have some familiarity with. Is that helpful?
Yeah, well, I mean, you see some of the college influence in the National Football League. I mean, I think with a lot of the spread offenses, with some of the zone read type of stuff that you're seeing with some of the running quarterbacks, I mean, that's something that's kind of infiltrated into the National Football League. So, and that prior to the last couple of years wasn't something that, you know, a lot of defensive coaches in the National Football League paid attention to. You know, we didn't have to worry a lot about running quarterbacks. Well, now you do. So having a guy that's had some experience with defending those type of things is a benefit to us.
The Eagles swear that their offense remains the same whether it's Vic under center or Foles. How different, though, truly is it to defend against either of those guys?
I hadn't seen a whole lot of difference. I mean, as far as the things that they do and what they do, you know, obviously Michael Vick, has that added dimension with his athleticism and speed. But they're still, you know, trying to spread you out, take advantage of matchups, try to get the box unloaded so they can run the ball and get, you know, LeSean McCoy going. So, I mean, what they do schematically really hadn't changed a whole lot.
Last week I saw Andre Holmes had more snaps than Ford and Butler. Is he earning a bigger role in the offense?
Yeah, I think he is. And obviously we want to try to continue to get him involved. I feel good about the wide receiver position. I want to see a little bit more consistency. But that's not too much different than the rest of the football team. But he's a big-bodied guy. He had a really good preseason. Now, he obviously missed a lot of time with the suspension. So he's still getting back into the into the groove of the offense a little bit. But he's a guy that, I think can help us.
Does he use his size well?
Yeah. Yeah, he uses his size real well. I mean, he's a big target, and he can go up and get the ball.
We know Terrell could run the football. What are some of the things that maybe you haven't seen from him yet that you are looking to still see from him?
Well, I think it all still stems back to just the consistency of playing the quarterback position. I mean, he's made huge strides. Okay, don't get me wrong. I mean, this kid's come, you know, a long way as far as playing quarterback. But we still got to see, you know, the consistency in the pocket. Of making the right reads, going to the right spots, you know, throwing the ball on time with accuracy, and still be able to use his athleticism to create plays for us when things break down. And I don't ever want to take that away from him because that's what makes him special. That's what makes him different from, you know, some of the other quarterbacks in the league. But I think really the consistency is really what we're looking for. And I think that'll come, the more experience he has because, you know, he's a young player.